Some call him Apocalypse.
He was some kind of god. For thousands of years, he's been amassing mutants to take their powers. He always had four followers.
Like the Four Horsemen.
Eric, don't join them.
Whatever it is you think you saw in me, I buried it with my family.
Together, we will cleanse the Earth.
I've never felt power like this before.
Okay, here's the deal. Not every superhero movie needs to redefine the genre and knock it out of the park. It's okay for one to be just okay, and that's exactly what you get with the new X-Men movie. X-Men Apocalypse takes place in the 80s this time around, and the young mutants must come together to fight an ancient all-powerful mutant who wants to wipe human life off the planet. This installment is not as refreshing as X-Men First Class or as cleverly plotted as its sequel X-Men Days of Future Past. In fact, it gets a bit crowded with an explosion of characters, some rather lame mutant abilities, and a final cut that seems to be edited out of order at times. However, it does deliver on the mutant action and the epic moments, even if director Bryan Singer has lost quite a bit of his finesse from his earlier installments. In the end, X-Men Apocalypse is a serviceable X-Men flick that could remind us that these were the guys that started the superhero movie craze long before the Avengers declared civil war on each other. X-Men Apocalypse gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.